From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. It's Wednesday, July 30th. Coming up, a Chicago migrant woman struggles to get by with her three children after her husband was arrested and deported. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Trump administration is asking the Illinois State Board of Elections to hand over the state's entire voter registration database, including sensitive information such as voter social security numbers and dates of birth. Capital News Illinois reports that the Justice Department filed the request Monday. The agency is also asking for information about how the Illinois election officials maintain the voter registration rules. Those efforts are at the heart of a federal lawsuit that the conservative legal advocacy group, Judicial Watch, filed against the state last year. A hearing in that lawsuit is scheduled for later today. State officials did not immediately comment on the request, but David Becker of the Center for Election Innovation and Research said the request goes far beyond the Justice Department's legal authority. Urbana has selected a new city administrator to oversee staffing and municipal operations. The city council appointed Darius White to the position Monday night. White is a former city employee who has held multiple economic development positions. Mayor Deshaun Williams says the new administrator's roots in the community make him a good fit.
Darius understands the direction that I want to take the city, you know, towards greater equity, stronger neighborhoods, and smarter, more inclusive growth. I believe he's exactly the partner that we need to help turn this vision into a reality.
During Monday night's meeting, the city council also approved a new Urbana comprehensive plan and endorsed a regional planning commission study to redesign a portion of Lincoln Avenue. Illinois officials say they don't want SNAP recipients to be caught off guard by new eligibility requirements next year. Alex Degeman reports.
The federal government aims to cut nearly $200 billion from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, through 2034. The changes include new work requirements, plus more frequent check-ins to prove you're still eligible. That worries Governor J.B. Pritzker.
They want to make it hard for people to get SNAP benefits. They want to make it hard. And so that you'll give up, and then they don't have to pay for it.
The Illinois Department of Human Services oversees the state SNAP program. They say they're making the documentation process smoother and trying to reduce the error rate or the number of ineligible people getting benefits. The state estimates that 360,000 Illinoisans could lose SNAP assistance next year. I'm Alex Degeman.
After months of planning and discussion, the city of Urbana has finalized its comprehensive plan to guide future development. City Council members meeting as a committee of the whole voted for the plan last week. The Imagine Urbana document identifies city challenges and outlines new zoning rules to guide where different types of housing and businesses can be constructed. During Monday night's meeting, the group narrowly approved an amendment to restrict changes for neighborhoods with single-family and duplex homes and limit development along part of Lincoln Avenue. Councilmember Mary Alice Wu says she views her proposal as a compromise while the city completes a housing study.
Maintaining single-family housing and duplex housing, I think, is important for our community to ensure that we do have some diversity.
The City Council also endorsed a Regional Planning Commission proposal to redesign part of Lincoln Avenue and appointed Darius White as Urbana's new city administrator. Still to come, a Chicago migrant woman struggles to get by with her three children after her husband was arrested and deported. That story coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 91 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with thunderstorms likely and a low of 67 degrees, north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler with a chance of showers and a high of 77 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 60 degrees, Northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, and for Friday, sunny with a high of 78 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, in the warmer months, algal blooms in lakes and ponds are much more common, raising concerns about contamination of water sources. We'll talk about the dangers of algal blooms and speak with a city official in Mattoon about a bloom that contaminated drinking water there. I'm Christine Herman. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. We've been following a couple seeking asylum in the U.S. until the husband was arrested and later deported under President Donald Trump's mass deportation efforts. He spent nearly 3 months in detention. Alone and with three young kids, his wife is out of work and sometimes they don't have enough to eat. She fears getting arrested herself. Things are so bad, she is ready to self-deport to Venezuela. She enrolled in Trump's self-deportation program and is scheduled to leave by the end of the month. Adriana Cardona Magigad, with public radio station WBEZ, brings us her story.
Sí, si quieres, vea para que vea. Mire, yo quedé sin nada. Sí, mire, no tengo nada. Lo único que me queda es el pollo.
Maria says in the last 3 months since her husband Marcos got arrested and deported, she's lost everything. She shows me around her kitchen. Her fridge is almost empty. She got rid of her furniture. She also sold her car. She's alone all day inside her apartment with a 2, a 6, and a 9-year-old. The kids haven't left the apartment in weeks. They don't go outside to play. Her 9-year-old mostly just lays around. He looks sad. It's all taking a toll on her mentally.
Bueno, yo no sufría de nada. Ahora tengo migraña, ahora sufro de depresión y de ansiedad.
I used to be healthy. Now I have migraines, depression, and anxiety. I can't sleep at night, she says.
No me da sueño.
Marcos hasn't been around since March. He was arrested by ICE agents after he dropped his kids off outside their Southside Elementary School. We're not using Marcos and Maria's real name because they fear retaliation. Maria was in shock, describing the first time Marcos called after he was arrested. Marcos ended up spending nearly 3 months in detention. He was zigzagged across 10 different detention facilities in the Midwest, the South, and the Southwest. His asylum application was denied while he was in detention. He describes his odyssey now that he's been deported back to Venezuela.
En un cuarto frío con una silla de metal, que era, el frío era horrible, nunca apagan la luz. Y si uno se molestaba, lo enviaba para el hoyo.
He says the conditions were brutal. Officials made him sleep on a metal bench with the lights on the whole night in a facility in Missouri. He sat on a bus all day in shackles, not knowing where he'll be taken next. He didn't have enough to eat. He was in pain without medicine. He says federal agents also tried to pin him as a criminal and a gang member and threatened to send him to a maximum security prison in El Salvador. Meanwhile, Maria was in Chicago, worrying and alone. She says the kids are asking about their dad. Maria looks tired, sleep deprived. For a while, she had to find a babysitter so that she could work the night shift at a meat packing plant. Her husband's arrest made no sense to her. Marcos doesn't have a criminal record, and the couple has been following the rules. They crossed the U.S.-Mexico border legally after getting an appointment to apply for asylum in the U.S. Like millions, they fled Venezuela's poverty and violence. Marcos almost died crossing the Darien Gap getting here. He being alive is a miracle, she says. After being bused from Texas to Chicago and living in a migrant shelter, they found an apartment. With a pending asylum application, the couple got work permits. Maria found a job at the meatpacking plant. Marcos worked at a McDonald's, then he was an Uber driver and a DJ. Maria shows me videos of Marcos DJing a kid's birthday party.
Ah, él está disfrazado ahí con una máscara y con unos guantes de luces.
Here he's wearing a mask and dancing with children, she says. Life began to fall into place until her husband's arrest in March.
Señorita Adriana, ¿cómo está? No, todavía tengo ese problema del trabajo, pues. Me quedé sin trabajo, ahorita tengo una deuda que tengo que pagar.
She called me one day to tell me she'd been sick and had lost her job. And the bills kept coming, rent, food.
Bueno, me siento como destrozada, con ganas de no sé qué hacer. En realidad, como digo, soy sola.
Maria says she's devastated, unsure of what to do. She feels lonely. She's the only one responsible for her kids.
Antes éramos un equipo, pues ya ahorita soy yo con mis hijos. Y pues, ¿qué más? Estar aquí, a ver qué sucede.
We used to be a team, she says. He was a pillar in this family. Her kids missed school for more than a month. She feared getting arrested. She doesn't have a family in Chicago to lean on. She relies on mutual aid volunteers to help with food and rent money when they can. All of this pushed her to make a drastic decision. She wants to self-deport. She's given up on the dream she and Marcos had together.
Hola, Anaís, y a toda la comunidad de TikTok que tiene este mismo problema, que no tienen pasaporte, están en Estados Unidos.
Maria's been going on TikTok to get advice on how to go back home, but she doesn't have a passport. Venezuela doesn't have a consulate or embassy anywhere in the U.S. where she can get one. Some influencers also share information about the Trump administration's new self-deportation initiative. That's what she's decided to do. She's using the app the Biden administration created to help bring people like her into the country. The Trump administration retooled it to remove people. Trump has also promised applicants help getting home and $1,000 once they arrive. We don't have exact numbers on how many immigrants are taking the offer. Immigration officials claim that tens of thousands of people have used the app to self-deport, but didn't provide a real count. Chicago volunteers and service providers are starting to see more asylum seekers considering this option. Experts say people should consult with a lawyer before enrolling. Maria already applied.
Me dice gracias por inscribirse para salir voluntariamente de los Estados Unidos a través del programa CPIBON. Nos estamos comunicando con usted mediante el correo.
She's already got a confirmation email from the government and is scheduled to leave at the end of July. She's anxious to go. She has a $700 gas bill she owes and is afraid she'll be evicted. She sends emails every day asking the government for updates.
O sea, no pregunté lo del dinero que dan porque no, lo que quiero es irme. O sea, no sé si lo dan, no sé si será verdad, mentira, no sé.
And it's not about the money, she says. She doesn't care about the stipend. I asked her if she's confident the government will hold up its end of the bargain, that she will arrive safely in Venezuela with her three children without getting separated along the way or ending up in a detention center. She says, of course not.
No.
She doesn't trust the government, and she's afraid. But she has no other options, and she just doesn't want to live in the United States without Marcos anymore. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by me, Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Capital News Illinois, Arjun Tucker, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, and Adriana Cardona Majigad. Music by the Kilburn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Oriana. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.